They hadn't become friends and probably never would, but it was clear that Detta Walker could be a powerful ally. She was more than mean. Once you got past the idiotic Butterfly McQueen accent, she was shrewd. This Mia make a mighty powerful ally her own self. If you could get her on your side, ain't hardly nothing in the world as powerful as a pissed-off mommy. We're going back, Mia said. I've answered your questions. The cold's bad for the baby, and the mean one's here. Palaver's done. But Susanna shook off her grip and moved back a little, out of Mia's immediate reach. In the gap between the Merlins, the cold wind knifed through her light shirt, but it also seemed to clear her mind and refresh her thinking. Part of her is me, because she has access to my memories. Eddie's ring, the people of River Crossing, Blaine, the Mono, but she's got to be more than me as well, because... Go on, girl, you ain't doing bad, but you slow. Because she knows all this other stuff as well. She knows about the demons, both the little ones and the elementals. She knows how the beams came into being, sort of, and about this magical soup of creation, the Prim. As far as I ever knew, Prim's a word you use for girls who are always yanking their skirts down over their knees. She didn't get that other meaning from me. It occurred to her what this conversation was like. Parents studying their new baby. Their new chap. He's got your nose, yes, but he's got your eyes, and, but my goodness, where did he get that hair? Detta said, and she also got friends back in New York. Don't forget that. At least she want to think they're her friends. So she's someone or something else as well. Someone from the invisible world of house demons and ill six. But who? Is she really one of the elementals? Detta laughed. She say so, but she lying about that, sugar. I know she is. Then what is she? What was she before she was Mia? All at once, a phone, amplified to almost ear-splitting shrillness, began to ring. It was so out of place on this abandoned castle tower that at first Susanna didn't know what it was. The things out there in the Discordia, jackals, hyenas, whatever they were, had been subsiding, but with the advent of this sound, they began to cackle and shriek again. Mia, daughter of none, mother of Mordred, knew that ringing for what it was immediately, however. She came forward. Susanna at once felt this world waver and lose its reality. It seemed almost to freeze and become something like a painting. Not a very good one, either. No, she shouted and threw herself at Mia. But Mia, pregnant or not, scratched up or not, swollen ankles or no swollen ankles, overpowered her easily. Roland had shown them several hand-to-hand tricks. The Detta part of her had crowed with delight at the nastiness of them, but they were useless against Mia. She parried each before Susanna had done more than get started. Sure, yes, of course, she knows your tricks, just like she knows about Aunt Talitha in River Crossing and Topsy the Sailor in Lud, because she has access to your memories, because she is, at least to some extent, you. And here her thoughts ended. Because Mia had twisted her arms up behind her, and oh, dear God, the pain was enormous. "Ain't you just the most babyish cunt?" Detta said with a kind of genial, panting contempt, and before Susanna could reply, an amazing thing happened. The world ripped open like a brittle piece of paper. This rip extended from the dirty cobbles of the Allure's floor to the nearest Merlin and then on up into the sky. It raced into that star-shot firmament and tore the crescent moon in two. There was a moment for Susanna to think that this was it. One or both of the final two beams had snapped and the tower had fallen. Then, through the rip, she saw two women lying on one of the twin beds in room 1919 of the Plaza Park Hotel. Their arms were around each other and their eyes were shut. They were dressed in identical blood-stained shirts and blue jeans. Their features were the same, but one had legs below the knee, and straight silky hair and white skin. "Don't you mess with me!" Mia panted in her ear. Susanna could feel a fine, tickling spray of saliva. "Don't you mess with me, or with my chap, because I'm stronger, do you hear? I'm stronger!" There was no doubt about that, Susanna thought as she was propelled toward the widening hole, at least for now. She was pushed through the rip in reality. For a moment, her skin seemed simultaneously on fire and coated with ice. Somewhere, the toad-ass chimes were ringing, and then...